Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special updated teaching on Christian philosophy was recorded at our 2012 New England Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
The chances of suicide among homosexuals are over twice as great as people who are heterosexuals. It causes all kinds of anal cancers and things like that among women. And here's something that ought to affect women. Did you know that lesbian women are like 200 times as likely to gain weight? The increases of breast cancer, cervical cancer increase dramatically. It is a huge difference. Homosexuality is a damaging lifestyle. It is not acceptable by biblical standards. And if people weren't prejudiced, if they were honest, they wouldn't do it based on just physical, natural facts, because it is damaging to people. Some people say, but it's genetic. You can't help it. Did you know that there was a study done, and I've got this in my book again. I'm not going to go back and try and find it. I'll just recite to you what I remember out of it. But I think it was in 1948, there was a study done about twins in the same family, and they found out that if one twin was homosexual, not just twins, but siblings, and if the if one sibling was a homosexual, there was 200 to 300 times as many other siblings in the home, homosexuals, as those who had no homosexuals in it. So anyway, they were saying from this that, see, it's in their DNA. But that study, in this very study that was published, I think it was 1948, that very study had a footnote that said, this does not prove that homosexuality is genetic, because in the same study, they studied siblings who one was adopted and didn't share the same DNA, and the statistics were the same for them. So that means that it wasn't their DNA that caused it, it was their environment that caused it. And the study said that themselves, but yet the media took that one statement and this one thing and they began to promote it. It was in 1975 that the American Psychiatric Association removed homosexuality from a mental disorder. Not until 1975, I think it was. And they even said themselves, here, I've got a quote in my book. I don't know if I can find this or not. But anyway, they say that there has never been any proof that it is genetic, hormone-based. There is zero proof, and yet the American Psychological Association bowed to the gay and lesbian pressure and threats of lawsuits, and they went ahead and listed it as something that is genetic. And yet in their own brochure, they say that it is not. There is zero proof of it, but this is the stance that they've taken. Amen or oh me. Amen. Again, I am not against any person. I believe that God loves homosexuals, but that does not mean that it is something that we should accept and promote. It is not acceptable. It is not genetic. God would be absolutely unjust to tell you not to do something if you were genetically disposed and couldn't stop doing it. The reason God holds us accountable is because we can do it. It is a choice. Nobody is born homosexual. Today, we have it being promoted. Matter of fact, right here in Massachusetts, I wished I could find this. Here it is. Let me just read some of this to you. It says, in Massachusetts, the father of a kindergartner was arrested and taken to jail during a scheduled meeting with the elementary school principal and a member of the school board over objections to the homosexual curriculum being presented in his son's kindergarten class. Even though Massachusetts has a law that allows parents to opt their children out of curriculum they don't approve of, the education authorities in Lexington refuse to allow parents to opt their kids out of the homosexual classes in that school. The gay lobby interpreted the passage of the same-sex marriage law in Massachusetts as a go-ahead to indoctrinate vulnerable kids into their destructive worldview, regardless of whether or not the parents approve. Such propaganda has no place in the classroom of 5- and 6-year-olds. It is the case of the world calling evil good and good, the father, evil. That's Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. That happened right here in Massachusetts. And people say, all that stuff, doesn't it? It's already happened. And did you know what? There have been pastors who have actually had to perform homosexual marriages or face discrimination laws and punishment. There are ministries that have closed. This has already happened because homosexuals want to come and join. And if the ministry says that is not our policy, we don't promote that, then they can bring lawsuits and they aren't able to afford the lawsuits. And so ministries have been closed to shut down, have been forced to shut down because of this. I tell you what, it is not as it's being presented, that these are just sweet, loving people and that they're just, it's just an alternative lifestyle and they're moral. It's just that they have a different set of morality. No, it's immoral. It is a perversion. It hurts people. It hurts those people. It's destructive to them. It cuts their lifestyle down and it is destructive to the family and the American culture. And I guarantee you, it is something that we should not promote. We should love the people. I'm against any person who goes out and terrorizes or treats homosexuals bad. You know, I'm sure that it happens. I've heard stories of homosexuals being beat up and being taunted and bullied and stuff, and I know it happens, but I've never done that. There's not a single person I know who would promote something like that. Nobody's against the individuals. We're just saying that that lifestyle is destructive, and you cannot say it's not if you look at statistics. If you don't have a prejudice, if you aren't biased, if you aren't bigoted, you cannot look at stats and say that homosexuality is okay and it's an alternative lifestyle. That's right. Based on scripture, based on stats, and I got a lot of these stats off the gay and lesbians website. They presented to see how abused we are. There's 200 times as much suicide. There's more partner abuse and stuff, and they look at it as this is reason to pity them. I look at it as this is reason not to be one of them. Amen. It is an unacceptable lifestyle. And I'm not saying that because I hate people. I'm saying it because I hate sin and I hate things that destroy people, and we should not be promoting something that is causing these problems. So let me just summarize. Here's some of the things I said. Partner violence is 44 times greater among lesbians and 300 times greater among homosexual men. That one statistic ought to make people say you shouldn't be this. Homosexuals are at least 50% more likely to suffer from depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. If there was a pill, if there was some food that people ate that made them 50% more likely to have depression, substance abuse, anxiety, I guarantee you they'd outlaw that pill. The Food and Drug Administration would regulate it. But when it comes to morality, if it's homosexuality, let them go, even though it's destroying people's lives. The risk of suicide is 200% greater for homosexuals. Again, if there was anything in the natural, if there was some substance that you ate that caused that, they would ban it. They had come out against it. But because it's homosexuality, they won't tell you this and they'll actually promote it. Homosexuals are twice as likely to contact AIDS. Life expectancy is reduced by 20 years among homosexuals. Homosexual men are twice as likely to have been diagnosed with cancer as non-homosexual men. Lesbians are at a higher risk for breast cancer. Lesbians are twice as likely to be obese. If people weren't politically correct phobic, and if they would look at the facts, you would stand against this on just the basis of morality and what's good for people. And if you look at it in the light of Scripture, you cannot defend this. It is not a godly lifestyle. Amen? And anyway, there's a lot more that goes along with this. I am not against anybody. If we've got homosexuals in here, I love you. God loves you. God's already forgiven your sin. You don't go to hell for the sin of homosexuality. You go to hell for rejecting Jesus who paid for your homosexuality. The sin of rejecting Jesus is the only thing that sends people to hell. I'm not preaching that you're a terrible person. I'm saying that what you're doing is a terrible thing that is a destructive lifestyle. And if you were objective, if you hadn't drunk the Kool-Aid, Jamie told me I needed to explain that because we've got young people in here that don't follow that. But some of you can remember Jim Jones and all of his followers that went down to Ghana and he put poison in the Kool-Aid and hundreds of people drank the Kool-Aid and died. We have drunk the Kool-Aid, the lies of this society, and it's poisoning us and killing us. And unless you've just drunk the Kool-Aid, if you're objective and think about it, there is not a moral or a natural physical reason to promote homosexuality. It is damaging and hurtful. And if you go back into history, man, I didn't even do this, but I have studied, you know, homosexuality, once it rises to a place of acceptance and promotion in any society, it has killed every society that has ever embraced homosexuality. No society has ever lasted very long once that happens, and we are in the process of doing that. That's wrong. Christians need to stand up. It's wrong. We ought to love the people, reach out to them and help them. We shouldn't hate them, but we shouldn't promote something. If we loved them more than we loved ourselves, we'd tell the truth. And I can tell you, there's some of you that just, it wrenches your heart. Your stomach turns to think about, oh, I'd never stand up and say anything. You know why? Because you love yourself more than you love other people, and you aren't going to tell them the truth, even though it could save their life, because it might cost you something. People might call you a homophobe. People might criticize you. You know, the guy who runs Chick-fil-A just stood up and said that homosexuality is wrong, and so they are coming out and... Boston has said he is not welcome to have a Chick-fil-A in Boston. That's wrong. You know, they say, well, he's intolerant. Tell me who's intolerant. I guarantee you, if a homosexual comes into his restaurant, he'll serve them. He wouldn't deny them service. He wouldn't persecute them. He wouldn't make fun of them. He wouldn't bully them. He just doesn't believe that it's a good lifestyle. So tell me who's intolerant. It's the homosexuals that are intolerant. If you don't agree with them, man, they get militant about it. Amen. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching real good.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Christian philosophy. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2012 New England Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM251 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.
If these radio broadcasts have been a blessing to you, I would like to encourage you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, we have people that give sometimes when they order materials, and we appreciate that. We appreciate any way you want to participate. But our bills come in on a monthly basis. And really, the backbone of this ministry are the people who become partners with us and give on a regular basis. And I would like to encourage you to pray about this. You know, we spend well over $1 million a month just on radio and television airtime. That's not including the materials, staff, other things. There's a lot of needs. We couldn't do this if it wasn't for partners. So I encourage you to pray about it. And if the Lord says so, become a partner with us today.